This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Automotive from A to Z. This radio program has actually been on the air since 1992. That's when I started it. And it has been in this exact same time slot since 1995. Of course, along the way, I was a host of Motor Trim Radio, Motor News Weekly, Car Crazy Radio, and let's see what are some of the other ones that I've done. Haggerty's Inside Classic Cars and Deals on Wheels. But this is the one I own, so this is the one that's closest to my heart. I do miss my time at Motor Trend. I was there for 10 years, and coming up in a couple of weeks, we're going to have one of the guys from Motor Trend. He wasn't there when I was, but he's now the executive editor. He'll be joining us here on the broadcast in this hour of the program. Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, will be joining us momentarily, but we're wrapping up with a guest we had in the previous hour of the broadcast. The gentleman's name is Jeff Swan. He's founder and president of PSS in Clinton, Massachusetts. That's 7 miles northeast of Worcester. It's a software solutions company, and they came up with a really cool technology called the Night Owl System. And Jeff, whenever you do national radio, you have hard breaks. So that's what we're up against here. Everything has to be down to the millisecond. So I want to make sure that you reiterate for all of our listeners, because I've already gotten, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19. I've gotten 23 emails since you've been on the radio here with questions about the Night Owl system. So once again, why don't you reiterate all the different ways, the best way, telephone-wise, website-wise, social media-wise, to find out more about the Night Owl system.
Well, Night Owl is available. You can join our ongoing dialogue on Facebook at Night Owl Auto. If you type in Night Owl space Auto into your Facebook search, it will come up. You can always reach out to us by phone. Our number is 978-425-3003, and the sales number is 2. So you dial a number, 978-425-3003, press 2, and that will direct you into sales. You can reach out to us by email, by sales at nightowlautoshop.com. That's sales at nightowlautoshop.com. And the portal itself is sell my vehicle with Night Owl, in which case the information is on the site. Anybody who needs any of those methodologies will get you in touch with people who are happy to help you, and we'd be happy to reach back out to anyone who's interested in Night Owl. We're excited about where we are. We're excited about where we're growing. So, again, phone 978-425-3003, press 2, sales at nightowlautoshop.com, or the portal itself, which is sell my vehicle with Night Owl.
Very good. And Jeff, I guarantee you, we'll make a date for you to get back here, and we'll talk a little bit more. I'm going to familiarize myself a little bit more with the Night Owl product, but I wish you the best of success with this. And from one car guy to another, and one, are you originally from Massachusetts?
No, I'm not. I've been here 20 years, but I'm originally from Philadelphia.
From Philadelphia, that's a great city as well. You can't go wrong there. I have a cousin living in Philadelphia. and it's a beautiful place. So we'll get in touch with Tom or one way or the other, and we'll get you back here on air and continue to spread the word with you about Night Owl. I want to thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great evening.
All right. Thank you. We've got lots straight ahead, but I'm still getting emails here, and I can't believe some of these emails. First vehicle with seatbelts. We've already eliminated a number. Here's a number of other ones to throw off the list. Dodge, Plymouth, no. Peugeot, no. Mazda, no. All right, we got to give more of a hint. We got to narrow it down for you guys. Whoever gets the answer right is going to get a cool prize courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage. That's right, Warren Tracy's Busted Knuckle Garage. Could be worth a lot of money. I don't know. It's all up to him. Whatever he wants to send out, whatever kind of mood you catch him in, he may send you something super cool. So we'll narrow it down. This occurred in the late 1950s, early 1960s. And it was not an American manufacturer. The telephone number, 855-660-4261, or bob@autowarradio.com. That should be working. bob@boblongradio.com as a backup. Now we go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth one of our regular contributors. If you log on to autowarradio.com, you can read this gentleman's bio under our contributor page. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide. It's always a pleasure to have Tom Appel with us here on air live. Hey there, Tom. How you doing? Okay, no problem. We'll get we'll get Tom. Patrick just whispered in my ear. You guys can't hear that going over the ear, but Patrick has the capability of talking to me in my ear. It's remarkable, the technology. Being a radio guy, I started in radio, as a teenager, a very young teenager. And, you know, what I'm doing now would have been unheard of back then. It would have been unheard of, you know, even in the 1980s, it would have been unheard of. The fact that I could be sitting in a very humble home studio and connected to a master control studio in another state, and that master control studio would send the audio signal up to a satellite called XDS, and that satellite would then beam that signal down to radio stations all across North America, and it's all happening in milliseconds. So every word I speak is traveling hundreds of thousands of miles an hour. Lots of cool stuff, to say the least, on the radio side of the fence. And also, you know, being in this business all my life, I want to say to all of you folks out there who love radio and enjoy radio, over-the-air terrestrial radio, you know, we have many other types of radio these days. We have satellite radio. We also have internet radio. But, you know, the local stations are always going to be around. They have to be around. And you guys out there need to support those local radio stations. How do you support them? Well, you listen to their station and the advertisers that advertise on that particular station. Those are some of the companies you should be doing business with. The same thing here on the network side. If you hear a company advertised here on the program, and supposing you've got a health problem and want a different solution to perhaps a not-so-great diagnosis, there's all kinds of health products and many other products advertised here on GCNLive.com. I would encourage you to support the network as well. It's a lot harder. It's a lot harder for yours truly than it was 4 or 5 years ago. The advertising money has been redirected into new forms of media, and the radio has got the short end of the stick, and it's a shame because radio is a great medium and will be around for decades and decades and centuries to come. So when we come back on the other side, hopefully we'll have Tom Appel, and we're going to go test driving some new cars. Are you ready? I sure am. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
That's why here on Auto World, and well, apologize to all around and our stations as well, as we ran into a hard network break. When you do national radio, all the breaks are timed, and I know the folks at Master Control, all the great technicians, board ops, technical
producers do a great job. I didn't hear any bumper music, guys, so next time, make sure and bring up that bumper music, because that gives me the cue that we've only got about 30 seconds or so to go into that break. It's something I rely on, especially today where I'm in a stealth location and not in front of my normal computers and clocks and all that good stuff. So, Laura, let's reiterate and go back to the beginning here. Bad credit, it can really severely affect your insurance rate. And you started to say one of the reasons is that insurance companies have found historically people with bad credit tend to file more claims. Tell us more.
That's it. So there is a statistical relationship between those consumers with poor credit and having an insurance loss. Now, we don't know why that's the case, but when insurance companies do see statistical correlations like that, they are going to use them to their advantage. And so in every state where it's legal to use credit as a rating factor, they do. And so it is used in 47 states. The only states that prohibit it are Hawaii, Massachusetts, and California. So if you're in one of the other states, you're going to have your credit factored in. And it may not be the sole factor. Certainly, as you mentioned, there are lots of factors that go into the rate we pay. Age, gender, your mileage, the make and model of your vehicle, your driving history. All of those things play a really big role. But what we're finding is that credit is playing an increasing role. We know that over 95% of U.S. insurance companies do use credit to set auto premiums. So the bottom line is that this is really going to affect what you have to pay. And in some cases, as you mentioned, it's double or triple depending on where you live. So across the nation, what we're seeing is that consumers with poor credit, when compared to consumers with excellent credit, are paying 104% more. Now, even if you've got fair credit, just sort of a median credit, you're going to pay about 28% more when compared with a consumer or compared to a consumer with excellent credit. So what that means in terms of dollars is really going to depend on where you live and what your insurance rate is to begin with. But for most people, what that means is that credit really costs you. And so it's very controversial. A lot of people say, well, you know, my credit is bad because maybe I have medical debt or things going on beyond my control. So it is a controversial topic, and it's important for consumers to know that it is a factor not only for auto insurance, but also home insurance as well.
Wow. Credit is so important these days. I mean, you can't check into a hotel unless you present a credit card. I remember I had a producer once who had some financial difficulties and didn't have one, and it was a problem that we had to get around. But nowadays you need to have the credit card to live, and it's becoming more and more of a cashless society, and people are using the phones to pay now and everything else. They're all linked to credit cards. What happens in the most severe cases, Laura? It's not that uncommon these days for people to file bankruptcy, whether it's Chapter 13 or Chapter 7. I mean, what happens to those folks if they are trying to get auto insurance because they still need to work, still need to go see the doctor, and et cetera? What happens in the most extreme cases?
So a bankruptcy will show up on your credit report, of course, and so the insurance companies are viewing your credit report, so looking at your whole credit history to evaluate you. So because that bankruptcy is there, it's definitely going to be factored in. Now, it doesn't mean that you necessarily won't get insurance or will be denied insurance, but it's just going to be that you're going to see these very high rates that we're talking about. Could be 104% on average. It could be much more depending on where you live. We see that states like Arizona, New Jersey, Nevada, we're seeing increases that are over 200% for having poor credit versus excellent credit. So, you know, it just really means you're going to pay a lot more for your coverage.
So, I mean, the lesson is here, Laura, to all of our Auto World listeners, you know, it's very important for you to maintain, you know, excellent credit, good credit, or at least fair credit, because otherwise it's going to hit you in the pocketbook when it comes to, in the wallet. It's going to hit you when it comes to insurance renewal time. Another question, since we're on talking about things that affect insurance rates. Now, years ago, I'm not young, but I'm not old, so I'm kind of in the middle. At least that's the way I think I am. Something depends on who you talk to. But back in my day, we couldn't wait to get our license. You know, I'm 16 and a half where I grew up in Massachusetts. You know, with the driver education, you could get a license, learner's permit at 16. Without driver's education, that was bumped to 17 years of age to get a full license, learner's permit at 16 and a half. Historically, males, of course, young teenage males, et cetera, they're paying high quotes. They're paying big rates. Their families usually are the ones that are paying the rates. They're added to the family policy, or if they're fortunate enough to have their own vehicle. But what we're seeing today, Laura, is, you know, shocking to an auto geek like myself. There are young people out there, 25 years of age, who are now getting their license for the very first time. Now, it is true they have grown up a little bit. When it comes to just life in general, and they may not be anywhere near as reckless as they were at 18, but they don't have the experience that a normal 17, 18-year-old would already have 5 or 6 years under his or her belt. And so I would imagine that would take a factor. If you have a novice 25-year-old, what happens in a situation like that, and is that an issue that's affecting the insurance agencies and the insurance company?
Yes, age is one factor, but also the years of driving experience. As you mentioned, that also is a factor. Now, different states play into this differently. So some states really only look at age. Some states will look at age and your years of driving experience. So, you know, when I lived in the Bay Area, there were lots of folks that were coming into that area from other countries, getting their license, driving for the very first time, perhaps in middle age. And so, you know, thinking about, well, what happens there? And it is a really interesting dilemma that you could be penalized. Even if you're older and maybe you're a very safe driver, you could be penalized for the fact that you're just getting started a little later in life.
Laura, you are magical on air. We've got to get you back soon. InsuranceQuotes.com is the website. We'll talk with you soon. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, and thank you very much for joining us. First time, we thank you so much for being here. If you're a regular listener, I thank you with all my heart. This show's been on the air in this time slot. It's 1995. Actually started 1992. We moved around a few different time slots, but we started in this exact time spot in June of 1995. And of course, we got a great website, AutoWorldRadio.com. Check that out when you get a chance. New website, not quite done yet. Oh, heart on it once it's done. It's going to be NorthAmericanDriver.com. NorthAmericanDriver.com, where you'll be able to read lots of reviews of vehicles by yours truly. And speaking of websites, we have another gentleman joining us with a great website. He's one of our regular contributors. As I said at the top, you go to the contributors page at AutoWorldRadio.com. You can read about him. And he's a really nice guy. He's had an amazing career, and a lot he can't talk about with his career, but through it all, he's been a car guy, and he loves the older cars, and hence he decided to found a website, which is called theoldcarguys.com. The founder and CEO joins us live from St. Louis, Missouri, Don Jones. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, I'm glad to be back. Hope you're having a good week, buddy.
And, thank you. Hanging in there.
Did you get that email I sent you on the Harris engine?
No, I didn't. I'm having some technical issues on this side of the fence, but I would love to talk about the Harris engine.
Okay. Yeah, I sent you over my notes on it, so you would be a little bit ahead of the game. But last time we talked about the Harris Speedster, and for the audience that missed that show a couple weeks ago, by the name of Benjamin Harris created this great car back in 1935. And it became just kind of an iconic car of the time. It had futuristic designs and whatever. And even into the 1950s, it was looked at as being something special. Ended up in a museum, and in 1964, the museum caught fire. A car was severely damaged. Car was literally taken to the back of the barn where it's dead for another years until a fellow found it and put it in his garage. And for the last almost 30 years, it's been sitting up in northern Illinois. And the person has it now is looking to put together the capital to restore it. So we kind of wasn't able to talk too much about the engine in the car, but I did a little bit of research, got permission from the owner to give a little bit of a talk about it. So that's what I was going to attend to today.
Well, that sounds great, because this is a story we're going to be covering, you know, all throughout the months coming ahead and into 2017. Let's tell our listeners about the engine. What was under the hood of this speedster?
Well, it originally started out with a American Austin flathead four-cylinder engine. And American Austin was a car company that popped up about 1929, stayed in business for about 4 or 5 years, and went into bankruptcy and reappeared as American Bantam. And actually, the people had created the World War II Jeep. But the engine, being a four-cylinder, inline, flathead, developed only about 13 horsepower, and it was only about a little bit less than 46 cubic inches, or about 750 cc, and weighed about 148 pounds. It's almost like a suitcase. I think my duffel bags weighed more when I went overseas. But I started out with that and decided that it wasn't quite cutting it. And he had heard about a fellow by the name of H.M. Swindler, who owned a garage up in Dayton, Ohio. Mr. Swindler had taken two Austin engines and combined them and created a V8. And when Ben Harris looked at this, and he thought that this was probably exactly what he needed, because it allowed for the lightweight of the engine, probably, you know, weighed in the neighborhood of 300 pounds, maybe even a little bit less. And it gave him just enough horsepower to be able to do what he wanted to do with this car. What I don't know is exactly what other modifications might have been done to this custom V8 engine. Those are things I'm going to look into, and I'm going to have to probably get to some of the better libraries around the country that belong to some of the car clubs in order to dig into that. But this information I got from a 1953 issue of Road and Track, and it kind of I'm paraphrasing an interview with Mr. Harris in that. And anybody out there can find us at Auto Puzzles and probably some other sources. I wanted to make sure that I told everybody, gave credit to the people that had done this research many years before I got involved in it. But somehow or other, Mr. Swindler had taken two of these engines, combined them into a V8. It shared a common crankshaft, and he created a special oil pan for it. And the oil pan, made out of aluminum, gave Mr. Harris an engine that wouldn't be too low and dragging the ground, nor too powerful that it would bend the drive shafts out of the car. This was a front-wheel drive car, so he had a special that would create a drive shaft to power the front wheels. My thoughts are generally is that he probably did some upgrades on the heads, increasing the compression. The original engine compression was in the neighborhood of 5 to 1, so it's incredibly little compression compared to cars nowadays.
Yeah, that certainly would have to be
bumped up quite a bit to give him more performance. That's a fascinating story. I mean, just his original concept of having such a small engine, it almost like is a motorcycle-like engine. I realize this is a light roadster, but I'm for one glad that he ended up doing this V8, and certainly would have made for much better driving experience as well as a more attractive car to the car
buying
public.
Yeah, I do believe it was probably one of the first engines, or maybe the first engine, to use a double cam system, two water pumps, two distributors, obviously two carburetors, one filling or feeding each bank. And I was doing a little more research, and I still think that there's parts available for the original carburetors. Obviously, it's a Sunday, and I found the manufacturer, the carburetor online, and I was looking through the catalog to see if, in fact, they might have that model of carburetor on stock yet. But they used a standard Warner three-speed transmission for power, and I would imagine he probably got somewhere in the neighborhood of 25, 35 horsepower out of it, which was, you know, still pretty low horsepower for cars of that day. I think at that time, Ford might have been up to 60 horsepower. I think some other cars might have been in the 80s. Of course, you could get into the specialty cars. It gave you up to 150 horsepower, but again, they had big 400 plus cubic inch V12 engines. So this was quite a unique little engine.
Yeah, it certainly is, and like you say, very compact in its design, and fascinating the fact that there may indeed be parts still available out there, so that's going to require some digging around on.
Yeah. Are we getting ready for a commercial, Bob? I thought I heard some music in the background.
Yeah, it sounds like I didn't hear the bumper music, but let's take a break.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Don Jones, founder and president of the old car guys.com, is telling us a continued story of the Harris Speedster, and in particular we've been focusing on the engine, a very unique engine. First presented in a four-cylinder form, later joined with an additional four-cylinder to make a V8 component. I know that there were some pictures out there, Don, of celebrities, especially from the past, behind the wheel of this vehicle. Tell us about some of those celebrities that you have seen so far.
I'm sorry, the celebrities, you say, Bob?
Yes, some of the celebrities, yeah.
There was a picture of Marilyn Monroe sitting in a car that was taken back in the 50s. I think Mr. Leno has gotten information through one of his builders about the car. And we're talking to a potential investor in Atlanta, actually two of them, and I'm really not at liberty to mention their names right now. To hopefully to back it, and there's some new celebrity faces getting involved in the car scene, and we're kind of hoping that these people will be intrigued by it and want to go after it. I know Mr. Leno has an extensive collection of cars, and I think he would probably more want to buy it outright, and the current owner doesn't particularly want to sell it. I think there's a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger with the car as well. Of course, you know, a few years ago I sold a 59 Keybird convertible that belonged to Mr. Schwarzenegger and sold to a guy down in Texas. A guy here in St. Louis had it and needed to get rid of it to make room in the garage. But, we're just kind of kicking around right now. It's something I might not have mentioned, but there were two of these engines that were created by this Mr. Swindler. Mr. Harris only bought one of them. I'm not sure where the other one went. I heard rumors a couple of years ago that it, in fact, was still in existence, and that might be, in or around Dayton, Ohio. And, if and when I can get some backing for what I want to do on my part of the project, which is basically the only film rights of the restoration and the research rights,
we'll take a trip out there and see if we can't track it down or maybe find somebody that might have been related to Mr. Swindler. You never know what you're going to find in the back of the garage. Just some people are pack rats, and even though Grandpa might have passed away 40 or 50 years ago, the stuff still may be in a barn or a shed somewhere. So we're gonna try to run that down later. As far as Mark's Indy engine, the American Austins, you know, as I mentioned earlier, they were in business from 29 to 34. They built about 20,000 cars, which isn't an awful lot, but there are still a few engines out there to be found. And in fact, the current owner had one sitting in his office on an engine stand. So as far as internal parts for the car, I don't think that would be the problem, with maybe the exception of the timing chain or the rods, because they use an articulating type of rod where each of two cylinders shared one journal on the crank. So the engine wasn't any longer than a regular four-cylinder engine, and just a little bit wider than a four the four cylinders in the way it was configured. So we'll have to see. And, you know, that's what makes this thing so much fun.
Very, very well said, Don. Let's talk a little bit about the museum. You may not know the answer to this question. You might have to do research. But do you know by hand the name of the museum that had the fire, which the speedster was involved
I'm not sure what the name of the museum was, but it was owned by a fellow by the name of Biggs, I think, who was a real estate person and a banker, and he came from a family with very, very deep pockets. And the museum was in Clarksville, Missouri. And Clarksville is a small town on the Mississippi River, probably about 60 miles or so north of St. Louis. It's kind of one of these little river towns that you visit to hit the antique stores and whatnot, maybe a bread and breakfast. But the museum was struck by lightning and obviously caught fire and burned. And Mr. I'm not sure if it's Biggs or Briggs, so I maybe pronounced his name wrong, so I apologize. I don't have any notes on him in front of me right now. But he lost a couple of real rare Porsches and some other cars. I don't know if he was able to push anything out, but the owner told me when he went to find this car, there was actually a melted aluminum engine sitting in the yard. They were using it as a kind of a stepping stone between the garage and the house, which I find kind of unfortunate. But, it was, quite a mess. And the current owner did find between 90 and 95% of all the original parts within 50 foot of where the body of the car was. And the engine was still in the car, and it was restorable. And I understand he has the engine out of state right now, that it has been restored, but he's trying to come up with the $15,000 to pay the guy off. And he also told me to have the rods machined for the car, reading $1,000 a set. And that's kind of what you're up against when you're doing one of a kind.
So true. And again, it just points out my political statement a little bit earlier. It's like the rich keep getting richer, and people in the middle are the ones that are taking the biggest hit.
But yeah, you're absolutely correct in it. I see it with all my friends in the neighborhood. I was talking to a police sergeant the other day. He told me that he has to work two other part-time jobs because most of his money goes either to health insurance or to the private school that his three kids are going to. So, you know, I'm kind of lucky there. My kids are growing up and been out of the house for many years.
Yeah, get out of those prettier. That's very true.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you're going to be sharing some of that pretty soon, buddy, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's make sure and remind everybody about your website. Why don't you give that out, as well as your personal telephone number?
Right. It's theoldcarguys.com. Just go to the Google and put in The Old Car Guys, and it'll pop it up. We'll be loading a lot of new product and a lot of new businesses we found on our latest adventures. And my personal number, if you want to talk to the old guy himself, is 314-306-7507. We do get calls from the audience every once in a while. So if I don't pick up, I might be on the other line or elsewhere looking for car parts or whatever. But, I do answer the phone.
That's great.
Yeah, you can hold me, too, by theoldcarguys@gmail.com. If you want to write a comment or you, in fact, know where the other engine is, that would be nice to know. Give us a holler.
Well, we'll want to find out more information as it becomes available on this Harris Speedster project itself. Absolutely fascinating, and I certainly hope that you get some sponsorship that you could do reports here on the radio as well as a television show based on it.
Yeah, definitely will. We'll be heading to Florida the first week of November. I'll probably stop in. We'll be down in Don Garlitz Museum for 3 days. We've been invited down there by the Florida Mopar people. So we'll be talking Mopars with those guys. And then down to see my daughter in Fort Myers and up to Lakeland for a Carlisle event. So, hopefully we'll get together and I'll buy you dinner or something.
That sounds good. That sounds really good.
Yeah, we got a lead on another guy that collects pace cars. So I wanted to get a hold of him because I got a pace car up in Pennsylvania guy's looking to get rid of. So I wanted to introduce myself to this collector down in your part of the state that is opening up a museum down there. Anyway.
Well, that's great. Well, Don, as usual, it's a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. Call Don, 314-306-7507. Thank you, Don.
Hey, buddy. Tonight.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.